There we go. We all set? Better Late Than Never, episode 38. This episode, Kat and I watch The Watchmen on Sci-Fi Party Line.
No matter which maker you ate, you can not communicate whatever story you want to relay. You can not communicate when you walk with a happy gay. You can not communicate French, German, or Croatian. You can not communicate, hey.
Hi everyone, it's MA. Just a quick note before I start the actual cast. This was a joint recording of Better Late Than Never and Sci-Fi Party Line that I did with Kat, or Fancy Fembot. We talked about the movie Watchmen, and I'm going to warn you right now, this is not one you should let the kiddos watch. I don't know if there's any actually cursing, but there's discussion of certain body parts that shouldn't be mentioned in the under 17 crowd. Anyway, I hope you enjoy it, and I'll see you in 2 weeks. Okay, everybody, and welcome to... We have a media review! Yay! And guess who I have with me today besides Dan? Hi, Dan.
Hi, MA.
We have Kat from Sci-Fi Party Line.
Hello.
Hi, Kat. Woo! Yay!
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Kat is one of my favorites, and Sci-Fi Party Line is one of my favorite podcasts these days, because she just talks about everything and you lay it right out on the line.
Yeah.
And there's spoilers. You know, you
lots
just don't
of spoilers.
Yeah, you don't pull any punches. You're at the beginning. This may contain spoilers, and I love it.
Yeah, because some shows that talk about stuff won't go into the meat because they're afraid, you know, Slice of Sci-Fi does it. They're afraid to talk about stuff because people haven't seen it yet. I like that you talk about it so that way I can enjoy it because I keep up on my media.
Yes.
Right. Some people, they don't keep up, and like, why do you even listen to a sci-fi podcast if you're not up? If you don't, that's why I break it into different shows. Like, mm-hmm. I'll try to just cover one show because one person might not watch one show and they don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm.
And that makes sense. I listen to everything because personally, your friend Joe is making Lost understandable to me. We're about ready to give up on it, but I listened to her and I'm like, wow, that makes sense.
Yeah, she did an excellent job.
Yeah, because she's been on twice.
So thorough. Yeah, she is so thorough. I don't even know how I found her. I'm just like, okay, you have a Lost icon. Let me just pick you out of my whole stream of Twitter consciousness and just talk to you. Oh, I know why, because she went on the Lost... The Hawaiian tour or something.
That's
I thought
right.
That was fascinating.
Yeah. Wow, that's cool.
Because, you know, a lot of people don't get out and go to these things. Mm-hmm. I actually went to the Star Trek Experience.
Ooh.
So, you know,
I always
understand when you get out there and go to something fan related. So I think that's why.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, when I was in London, I actually went to different Harry Potter sites. So I went
so
to
cool.
Platform 9 3/4, and they had a trolley cart that was halfway into the wall, so you could take your picture by it. So cool.
Oh my God.
So much fun.
That is awesome.
We didn't go to the zoo because we ran out of time. We were only there for 5 days, but I wanted to go to the zoo and see
only
the python.
Only 5 days? Come on.
Oh, well, if I would have had a choice, I would have spent like 2 weeks because we didn't see
Lord,
nearly
yeah.
enough. So.
Yeah.
But London's expensive.
Yes,
yeah, I heard. Because we Americans, we're so poor now. You know?
Oh, that's for sure. This was a while ago. I went back in like 2005 or something like that.
Their money's always been worth more than ours, though.
No, that's true. I mean, I was freaking at everything while I was there. I was like, what do you mean I have to pay the equivalent of $20 for a meal at Burger King for me and my kid?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Burger King of all places? Are you kidding me?
So I went to the little pasty stand and had one of my little... You know, one of the little English sandwich pasty things, and they were good.
Oh,
and I got chicken nuggets for the kid.
See, on the direct opposite chicken. Of that, if you go to China, your dollar's worth $8 to every $1.
Wow.
So you can go over there and just go ape and get all kinds of good stuff.
Yes, like Batman shorts.
I'm lazy and I struggle with the language. At least British, they partially speak English.
Oh,
I don't know.
I was really lucky too. We were in a little neighborhood, and I visited the internet cafe every day. And by the end of my stay, they knew who I was. So it was really cool.
That's crazy. That's awesome.
So, well, today we're going to be talking about two things. One, we're going to be talking about Watchmen from the perspective of somebody that hadn't read the book before she saw it. Now, in my last episode, I posted the CarCast, mm-hmm. which was Dan and I's first reaction to the movie. But now I've had some time to read a little bit into the graphic novel. Dan finished it last night. He stayed up way late and did that. So we're going to talk about Watchmen, and then we're going to go into Dollhouse, which will be kind of the sci-fi party line type format.
Yeah.
So, Watchmen, what did you think?
Me? Kat?
Yes.
I haven't read the graphic novel. I've heard of it. I didn't think it was going to be so dark.
Yeah. Well, at all. I remember you telling me that you thought, oh, superheroes, light, fun, you know,
PG-13. Yeah, I just thought it was going to be like Iron Man. It was going to be sexy. It was going to be, you know, just summer breeze.
People took their kids to see it, believe it or not. Some because people I know went and saw it, and there were 13-year-olds in the theater.
And that was just wrong.
Yeah, I think people didn't pay attention to it being rated R, because I didn't. I didn't realize it was rated R.
Yeah.
Until, you know, I saw tits and blue penis. And
big blue dong. And lots of it, too. It wasn't just one. I actually have a theory about that and the rated R, that they put so much of it in, because there's more of it there than there was from what I saw in the graphic novel. But I think they did that to make it closer to the NC-17 than to the PG-13.
I think the violence alone brought it to almost an NC-17.
That's true.
Like, honestly, like, the book was always as dark as it is, maybe even a little darker. They actually toned it down a bit for the movie, believe it or not. There's a whole subplot where the original Night Owl gets killed, and then the new Night Owl wants to go and kill the people who killed him, because a lot of other stuff happens. They go on, like, some punks go on a rampage to get the new Night Owl, but they accidentally killed the old Night Owl. So that whole happens, and that's pretty dark. A couple other things happen, too, but the main difference is there at the end of the graphic novel, there's a giant squid, but at the movie, there's not.
I don't think I would have liked a squid. Yeah. It would have been too much.
Yeah, I'm glad they didn't have it, because I enjoyed it, but I also know of a couple people that walked out because of the violence and the sex and the big blue dong, but... But I was warned going in. Dan told me that there was going to be lots and lots of violence, and there was going to be, you know, sexual violence against women, and, you know, that there was going
to be... I didn't expect that at all.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. See, I was...
And then that's my favorite character. Well, I call him, always refer to him in his supernatural name of the TV show, is Daddy Winchester, because I just think he's so hot.
Yeah, because he was on Grey's Anatomy as well, so it's like, Daddy! Oh,
yes, he sure was. And I was like, my God, I'm going to get to see my face. He's so... Oh, you're raping a woman in this one.
I know. But I didn't think it was
bad. He was a dick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. He was a total dick.
Yeah, he's like that in the book, too. But in the book, they humanize him just a little bit more. Plus, I think in the movie, they made it a little easier for people to pick out that he was Silk Spectre's father. In the book, you don't figure that out to the very, very, very end, because there's no allusion to that whatsoever.
Yeah, see, I figured that out. When she
when
the mom was so upset about him dying, mating, obviously upset, and maybe that's because we could see Carla Gugino acting it, but I'm like... They got together later and
but they had a lot of flashbacks too that kind of supported that as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they dropped way too many hints on that one.
Mm-hmm. Did you pick that out?
A little later, know, but it was so much going on that wasn't the big. It was weird that blue guy. I don't know names. Blue guy.
Dr.
That
Manhattan.
Was the thing that made him. Yeah, yeah. Now that you say it, I feel stupid.
No, don't worry about it. I've been breathing this for the past couple of weeks, because I've been watching the motion comics as well.
I wonder whose fault that is, Dan.
Well, he got me the motion comics, so I've been watching those. Those are cool, actually.
Yeah.
I think that's the way I can do graphic novels, because I can't read them. I'm having trouble getting through Watchmen just because I can't do the graphic
novel. It's very dense. When I first tried to read it, it literally took me months to get through it, because The Watchmen isn't your typical comic book. In between each comic, there's probably like 10 pages worth of book where they explain backstory, other things that help the story along. Like the book that the guy wrote, the original Night Owl, they have chapters from that. They have chapters from other books that other people have read about the Minutemen and the Watchmen. So it's
when you say chapters, do you mean, sorry to interrupt, when you say chapters, do you mean like actual book form with no pictures?
Yes, or like five really? Pages. Yeah, mm-hmm. They did. Oh. Alan Moore did an excellent job putting a lot of density to this. There's also another storyline running through about a story called The Tale of the Black Freighter, which is a comic book a kid's reading in the movie that basically kind of mirrors the events that are going on. But they cut that out, but they're going to put it back in for the DVD release. I think the Blu-ray is supposed to be like 4 hours.
Jeez, wow. Man. Yeah. It was pretty long in theater, mm-hmm. in the theater.
They were really close. They were really close. Like I said, the only difference is the giant squid, and they substituted him for the Dr. Manhattan killing everybody. And I honestly think the movie was just a little bit better.
Well, it was Ozymandias that did that, not Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah, but they pinned it on Dr. Manhattan,
oh, okay.
Where in the
That's
book,
right.
they mm-hmm. pinned it on a giant squid,
oh,
which
okay.
makes no sense, almost. I love the book, but that
yeah,
part...
Yeah, I don't get the squid.
Yeah.
Well, in the book, the whole deal is the giant squid is an alien, and he teleports into New York, and he kills everybody in the radius, dying at the same time. So everybody's united against aliens, whereas in the movie, everybody's united against Dr. Manhattan.
Okay.
And it's a uniting force, and it saves the day.
Yes. But the Watchmen...
I got that. I liked it a little. Yeah. I mean, I didn't like that people died, mm-hmm. but it made the Ozzy guy... It made him look kind of smart, but in a very dark way, like, oh, that's what he was doing. So he was trying to be a weird hero.
And that's kind of like the whole justification. Well, does it justify killing 1 million people to save the rest of the planet?
Well, the book's always been morose. It's known, it won the Hugo Award and everything. And they've always said the book was unfilmable. And I think the guy did a spot on job doing it, but it is really, really, really dark subject matter to begin with.
And very ironic. That's one thing that I've been picking up as I've been reading different things about it since I saw the movie, and stuff that people thought was like over the top and really gross and everything. Like the sex scene in the little vehicle. What was that?
Where else are you going to have sex if you're a superhero?
Well, that's true. But the whole fact that, like, the fake Batman couldn't get it up unless he went and punched somebody.
I wasn't that bothered with that.
Well, Nia, it makes more sense to me now than when I did. And I'm like, okay, her ass is CGI'd.
I do think they fuzzed it out a little bit.
Yeah, her ass looked like it wasn't real.
I honestly could not pay attention to her ass because my eyes kept going to the blue wang, as it were.
Well, no. This is when she was having sex with Owlboy.
Oh, I didn't think
Night Owl.
She might have had a thong on.
Watching other people.
That's true. She might have had a thong on it and they fuzzed it, but her ass didn't look real.
Oh, so you think they did some Photoshop something
to her? I think
there
was some CGI going on there. That was the one thing about the great blue dong.
Wang.
Wang. Dong. Wang. Dong. Whatever you want to call it.
Did you notice that it swung every time you...
I know. And that was mighty distracting.
That was all CG, too.
I know. It wasn't the real thing.
Oh, look at him. Look at that guy. I say, oh, that was all CGI.
No, Dr. Manhattan was a purely artificial character. He was like Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, I know.
And somebody had to sit there and animate that going back and forth. That was somebody's job.
Like, how did they do the research? Let me just walk around. Maybe he looked at himself.
Or maybe he had Billy Crudup.
No, it's like this. Al, you've been a bit of a prick lately. You're on dong duty this week.
Or, you know, the motion capture that they do? I wonder if they put little sensors.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God. Okay, this is definitely really explicit.
Oh, one more thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it had it. Dan, you might want to cover your ears. It had its own little length. And, if there's some excitement, then wow, you know, he was already pretty limp and lengthy. If there was excitement there, then wow.
There was
he
no
definitely
man
didn't go into a pool.
Yes. His man reaction would be pretty intense there. And then he could, like, make himself as a person bigger and smaller. So, wow. That's some intense lovemaking there.
Exactly.
It swung! Oh my god, okay.
And somebody had to animate it.
This is a totally, an NC-17 episode?
This has definitely gone into the rated X.
Explicit!
Oh my god.
That talk was too hot for your wireless.
I know, we burned it out!
Our wireless is kind of flaky anyway.
Yeah, and that was the thing, I'm like, where did she go? Oh no, and then I'm like, oh shit, I'm not connected. Okay, what was I going to
ask? Blue penis.
Blue penis, yeah. We've talked about the blue penis. Oh, there was something else. Oh, the darkness. And the one thing I wanted to talk to you about that is because you and I think, have similar opinions. That I think that Hollywood has done the dark to death.
Yes!
Yes. Because you know what happened is, I was out in Cheech and Viv's last weekend. We went out there and we watched a little bit of Iron Man. Now, I hadn't seen it since we were in the theaters, but I'm like, I'm going to keep watching this. And you know why? Because they made that fun.
Yeah.
They did.
And I loved The Dark Knight and I liked Watchmen, but I think we need some fun.
Well, The Dark Knight did so well. That's why you're going to get this. It's residual Dark Knightness. Watchmen's been in the work for many, many, many years.
And they couldn't have made that light.
Yeah. I totally agree with what Kat said, and I've listened to your show. There should be light sci-fi out there as well. I mean, we need the Ice Pirates right now.
Yes, we need the Ice Pirates. I have to watch
that. The Ice Pirates?
You haven't seen Ice Pirates?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Seriously, get that on Netflix or something, and then you'll come back, and we'll do another Better Late Than Never, a really true you've never seen this one moment.
Did with Aliens, because that was interesting that you had never seen that.
Space herpes.
Herpes.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, I do, because I watched the entirety of Battlestar Galactica. That was dark as hell.
Oh yeah.
And I'm just tired of it. It's just exhausting. It drains you because you do want to pay attention and give these people due to the, you know, what they've created and appreciate them. Mm-hmm. But my goodness, I mean, life is already dark. I want escape. I do not want reality in my science fiction. You know, I just don't.
Dan watched the entirety of Battlestar Galactica in about a month, last month, and then he's been watching up until the end.
Yeah.
You don't need, like, Prozac or anything?
No, I'm into the dark stuff.
Yeah,
so
he really likes dark.
But watching the miniseries, I did make one comment. I was like, damn, can this get any worse? And I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And when I say that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big deal. But you know what the funny part is about Battlestar Galactica? It wasn't dark enough for people. Yeah. They wanted everybody to die at the end.
Everybody did.
Technically.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had a big rant on that, didn't you? I saw your tweet.
Who, me?
Yeah. Didn't you just rant on BSG?
Everybody didn't die at the end. Well, yeah,
they did.
Technically, because $150,000 years later. So yeah, well, everybody dies in the end, but you know, not the end of the story as we know. You know, they didn't.
Yeah,
a lot of people at the end of it, they came out and they were upset that, you know, it wasn't as dark as people expected. They actually got what they were looking for, and there was hope at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And people were actually upset about that. I mean, after all this stuff those poor people have been through, they deserve, you know, something at the end.
Yeah.
They just agree. Pretty Africa. I like the hope. Mm-hmm. I like the hope. I'm glad he ended it on somewhat of a high note. I mean, it wasn't all happy, let me tell you. Some people died, but I'm glad he ended. I got closure. I have no desire to see anything else related to Battlestar Galactica.
Oh,
I got
the
closure I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get all the answers I wanted. I wasn't satisfied with Starbuck being a freaking angel, for crying out loud, but okay. Okay, you know, it's done. It's done. I'm done with it. But
no,
it was
Caprica.
Just too dark. It's too dark.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I refuse. If I watch it, slap me.
Okay.
If you can't physically slap me, send one via email. Kat, you have been slapped. Don't watch. But do you think it was too much hope at the end of BSG?
No, I liked it.
Did you watch it, Emma?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we were there Friday night.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
I was too busy drinking beer.
Conflict of interest because it's like, do we watch Dollhouse or do we watch BSG? And we actually decided to watch Dollhouse because there was less commercials. And we could fast forward through BSG all the KFC commercials. Because they put so many commercials in that thing, it wasn't even funny.
Oh, I know.
It's like Super Bowl. It was like Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling MA it's like the Super Bowl for nerds because it was all the big commercials.
And yeah, the commercials were definitely geek-oriented.
Yeah. Because they know we were all watching, and I actually liked the commercials. It was, they were good.
Yeah.
I don't remember KFC, but of course I had three beers, so I don't know.
Well, that was the whole, we can't say this word on television campaign.
Right. Why not shut the frack up?
Yeah.
No.
So, moving on to the other big show on Friday night, Dollhouse. Now, what have you thought of this so far? Because I've seen Josh's vision, and I kind of was just going on, okay, this is Joss Whedon. It's going to pay off. What have you been thinking of it? Because I know you haven't said too much on Sci-Fi Party Line.
I wasn't there at first, but when she was the, fake Beyonce's sidekick or whatever, to me, the banter in that episode started to heat up. You started to feel a little bit of Joss, you know, you started to feel, it started to feel like him more.
Yeah.
And it is starting to feel like him more. It has more of an Angel feel. I wish it were a little more funny.
Yeah.
Because the funny is not there, but the story is picking up.
Well,
so
the funny
I'll stick
was there this week.
Yeah.
Because we were cracking up. Porn!
Oh, yeah.
Porn!
Yeah.
You were doing porn! And then
we
she looked
so
in the
much
bedroom, porn!
That was,
but it was
funny.
Also one of the darkest episodes as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the moral ambiguity in the story's gone. Like, you have people basically calling them whores now. And the whole storyline with Sierra was really messed up. But it's definitely starting to get its teeth, and it's definitely starting to move further because he's got a 13-episode deal. So even if this gets canceled, he's still got 13 episodes to go on DVD, and Fox will sell those. But the whole deal is in the beginning, he did two pilots. The second one got shown, and he was basically fighting Fox the whole way up until this episode. He was like, if you don't like this episode, then go away from Dollhouse. This is going to be the episode that shows my vision. And honestly, I think it's been one of the best episodes yet. I mean, personally, the second one was my second favorite. And I like the one where she was a sidekick as well. I thought, considering the premise of it that's been overdone in every like sitcom action adventure ever, they put a really interesting spin on it, and it made you actually interested in the characters. But the whole thing is like, this is supposed to be where he wanted the story to be from the get-go, and I honestly think it was dark, but it was really, really good dark. And I know that's not your cup of tea, but it's for good sci-fi TV, it's definitely up there.
I wasn't that bothered with it didn't seem that dark to me.
Okay.
This lady said, but I've been watching BSG and Watchmen, so I think I'm a little numb. But I don't know. I wasn't that bothered with this episode. I think because he didn't go into like actually showing the rape or you know, it was rape in name only.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Because technically, once he says that, he can do whatever he wants to Sierra.
Yeah.
It's just when you fill in the gaps of what is going on. I mean, I remember hearing you say one of your problems was they didn't bring the guys into it, and they finally are starting to bring the guys into it. And Joss has commented that he really wants to do a guy story, but Fox isn't so much into that. I mean, they brought it up in this episode where the guy was like, yeah, I'd hire a dude and we could do explore each other. And
I girl's face, his girlfriend's
face. Why can't we
just
have a cougar with a hot guy that's not Vincent, because he's not high, but make let's not make, what is Hilo's name on Dollhouse?
Ballard.
Ballard.
Ballard. he took his shirt off in this last episode and he was fighting. And I was like, wow, I've seen you all through BSG. It's like you never said a word, but now I like him and I see him as an actor. Mm-hmm. And with the shirt off, whoa!
Yeah, now it's so, official around our house. We can't call him Hilo anymore. He has to be Ballard. Ballard.
Yeah, Ballard. I'm going to have to get that in my head, but, you know.
Well, no, because it was really hard because I, you know, we were watching him on the same day. We'd go watch him on Dollhouse and then go right over to BSG.
Like, he's really having a shit day. He screwed the wrong girl, and he got shot in another show.
Yeah, that's a pretty bad day. At least he got laid. I don't know.
It's true.
This is true.
And got sent off for spring rolls.
You're right. Oh, I really thought that them making his neighbor a doll, mm-hmm. I always suspected because she was just too dreamy and nice, yeah. Mm-hmm. And clingy and weird. And I just always thought she was a doll.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they confirmed it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know where they're going with it.
Sleeper doll. There are three flowers in a vase. And the third one is green.
That was beautiful. That was, yeah. Honestly, when you saw that happen, because we had given up on it. Like, when they called her civilian, we were like, okay, she's not a doll. They would refer to her as an active. And then when he's about to, you know, finish her off and the phone goes off and you hear her voice.
And you think it's
like,
Ballard. Yeah, because of the way they cut it.
You're just like, holy shit. She just goes straight up like alpha on the guy and breaks his neck on the thing. Like,
that was awesome. Scary, but awesome.
Yeah, and then she just repeated the words and she's like, oh my God, I don't know how I did that.
The flower was green and she went into killer mode. And then it was yellow and she went back to being whatever.
It's just beautiful.
Yeah, it was awesome.
She's an interesting character.
Mm-hmm. But I want to know who the mole is. You know, the one that put that message
in Echo.
The message into Echo.
That wasn't the doctor that did that?
No. I don't think so.
See, I think it was
I thought
Alpha.
They were programming her to give him false information to mess with his mind.
Yeah,
that's
kind of what I thought, too.
Oh, okay. Maybe they were doing that. But,
now that you say that,
like
I don't
somebody
know.
Else. That, you know, got into her thing while the technician wasn't losing because the black guy interrupted him.
I thought it was either they were messing with him or that was Alpha. It was either one or the two. And I don't know yet because either way, he quit the FBI, which is what the Dollhouse wanted.
Yeah.
So I'm up in the air on that. Like, usually I've watched it twice now and I'm still not 110% sure on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's a good show and people should give it a chance. It started out totally too slow though.
Yeah.
It really did.
That
it lost
was
a lot of people.
Fault.
Yeah.
I blame it on Fox.
You have a feeling when the DVD set comes out, there'll be the original pilot with it.
Oh, I hope so.
But then the show will be over because you know they're going to cancel it.
I don't
you know.
It's
just
been
know
getting
it.
A lot of ratings.
Actually, for Friday night, it came in third for the night.
Oh, wow.
On this Friday with the
BSG? Yeah, this Friday with BSG, third. So that's a big deal that it held its weight against the last night of BSG.
Well, it's got the girl audience because it's girl power. Mm-hmm. I mean, because it's got faith in it, right?
Yeah.
And not only that, but it does have enough for the guys, but enough for the girls as well. I mean, mm-hmm. there's a balance in Dollhouse. It's not totally... like there. See, the thing about Dollhouse is they don't say it. It's kind of implied. And if you start to fill things in, then it gets really, really upsetting. But if you don't, you just say, wow, this is a great action adventure show. It's great. Mm-hmm. See, I sit there and I think of the social implications of the fact that, you know, the show is basically about white slavery and human trafficking and prostitution. And people love it.
Oh, man, you just depressed me.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
Human trafficking? Oh, I think it's one evil bastard who's trying to... I guess that is white slavery.
See,
and human
the argument we're having with me and MA is, what happens, do the dolls ever get out of their contract? Because, you know, if they got out, then people would know that they would recognize them or whatnot. And they never really discuss. They either say, we're going to put them in the attic. They never say, you know, we're going to wipe them and put them back out on the street. So we're thinking they're signing in for a contract for 5 years, but there's not necessarily an end to that. And who says that after 5 years they'll really let them go if they're still making money?
Yeah.
And also, who are these women? Why are they in the dollhouse? Is it something they did? Because I vaguely remember the beginning where Faith was, or Echo was, her life was crap or something, and this is why she signed up for it. Are these people in trouble and escaping from something?
Or is this? I got the impression that she had gotten into some trouble for some reason. That she was some sort of an activist and she pissed somebody off. Who she pissed off, I don't know. But next week, they go back to the university where she was, and she leads a revolt, a doll revolt.
No, that's next
show. Oh, that's the next show.
See, in the next show, she starts to do more compositing because they put her back to her old school, and she starts to remember more.
Okay.
Then the show after that, apparently she gets her memory back.
Oh, okay.
But I'm kind of wondering, like, where Alpha fits into all this, too. Because
Because that's Wash.
What?
What? Why do you go spoil it for?
I'm
sorry. You did the same thing to me.
What? I'm sorry.
What? Don't tell me now, because I'm already... Wash is going to be on the show? Wash is going to be on the show?
Yes.
Wash is Alpha.
I die. That just... I mean, I'm there. I'm totally in.
That's what I did.
He lives.
He lives.
He lives! Wash didn't die. He just...
I don't know. Maybe it's good. Maybe it's bad. I don't know, but I like it.
Because they've been protecting this the whole time. Mm-hmm. And then apparently one of the set designers put some pictures up of his set designs with Alpha in it, which happened to be Wash. And the funny thing is there's been all these rumors about Wash being Alpha.
Mm-hmm.
And
on like IMDb and
on
stuff.
On IMDb, like. He even posted it on his own site and took it right down.
Yeah.
But
interesting.
That's a good spoiler. I like that one.
I think that's one that may bring some Serenity and Firefly people in.
Well,
they're not already there.
Yeah,
come on.
This is true.
The last
episode by the one with the cult was done by the guy who did the last episode of Firefly.
Oh, okay.
It was written by him.
Oh, interesting.
And if you notice, it's got like the same kind of westerny feel to it.
Yeah,
it does. Yeah, yeah. I think this show is going to do some good things. I hope
Fox gives it a chance.
You never know.
I know. Mm. It's Fox.
What else is on Fringe?
I haven't watched that. I watched the first two episodes and I haven't gone back to it. I think that's one I'm going to catch up.
I want to watch, but it's something I want to watch, but it's just like, I'll get to it. And then.
Yeah. I'm counting on that for the summer when there's not that much on, except True Blood. Do you watch that?
Mm-mm. Not at all. I just couldn't get into it. I did not like it.
You gotta give it at least like 5 episodes. Yeah. I was the same way because MA was watching it and I blew it off and I blew it off and I blew it off. And then I just sat there one day and I was watching it and I was like, it was like episode 6 or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, do you have the rest of these? So we sat there and started sitting through. That's what happens with MA and everything. She'll be watching. I'll sit down and be like, this Battlestar thing, do you have the rest of it? So we'll sit through it. But True Blood was the same way. I kind of put my nose up to it. I was like, vampires?
Yeah, again. Oh, my God.
But
I just had problems with the actors, and I didn't like how... when I think vampires, I want to see decadent vampires, you know? And these are like... Ugh, I don't know.
You got Bill the Vampire.
Yeah. And then the vampires, when they turn, they look kind of cheesy. And
with the shicking fangs. The pop-out fangs.
Yeah, I didn't like it. And I was like, okay, this sucks. This is ugly. Let me... I don't know. So you said I should give it a chance.
Yes.
I guess I trust you, and I will eventually... Maybe not, but yeah, okay.
Okay.
Like I said, it's one of those things where it gets better with the later episodes.
Mm-hmm.
The first couple episodes are kind of like flaky, but once you get past those, the real story starts to kick in, and then it gets a little more interesting. And it was one of those shows that it did the same thing with everybody, because it started out at my office, nobody was watching it. By the end of it, everybody was watching it. And it did so well that HBO isn't waiting for a whole season to go by.
It's coming back in June.
They're coming right back in the summer with the second season.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess it's like I'm making you watch more things. Well, you need something now that Battlestar's over. Yeah, Battlestar's over. There's very little Doctor Who this year.
Yeah, that sucks.
You know.
That is so. That this is truly a dark year.
Yes,
I mean,
it is.
How?
Okay, wait. I have a question. What do you think of the new Doctor Who? Like the teenager, baby Doctor Who?
No. I want to give him a chance.
Yeah,
but
I know.
His hair is weird. I actually watched his interview and he seems kind of fun, so I think he'll work out. But like when you look at his new pictures and stuff, it's like what is that?
I know, it's like he's too young.
But then you actually no, I don't have a problem with the youth. I just have a problem. I'm not attracted to him. That's,
oh, okay.
That's the thing.
And after David Tennant, you know.
Yeah, David Tennant. Wow.
Then, oh, I know.
You know, Christopher Eccleston.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Ooh. I was like,
but this
when
guy, he's like a baby. It feels weird.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, see, that's the lighter sci-fi, and that kind of took a break this year. And I don't know why. Maybe I have no reason, but the fact that there's been so little BBC sci-fi, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Because no Torchwood either. And Torchwood's usually pretty funny.
Oh, no. Torchwood got too dark for me.
Oh, okay.
I had to stop it. I stopped it on the one where they were disappearing in the... Well, the one lady, she had the son that was young, and then she went to see him in some asylum, and he was old and weird, and he yelled.
Oh,
I remember that.
Oh, okay.
That made me cry bad, and I was just like, you know what? Screw you.
Well, you would have bawled at the end of the second series.
See, I couldn't leave Captain Jack. Captain Jack is awesome.
Captain
and
Jack
Spike.
Is only funny when he's on Doctor Who. He's like Angel when he's on his own show. He's just like grumpy.
Brood, screwy.
Well, when Angel was kind of okay until Spike came along, and then it was awesome, and they canceled it. Like, when they brought Spike on, it was the funniest show ever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
somebody...
and then when they brought Spike on Torchwood, it was an awesome show, and then after them...
Oh, well, he was on at the end of the season, and it was pretty good.
Yeah, but I heard that was going to make me cry, so I just...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
There I was know that freaked a lot of people out, but who didn't know Captain Jack was, you know... Who didn't know Captain Jack was a little gay?
He's just a little bit
Yeah.
gay.
Just a little bit.
Well, that was the whole thing when they announced
the
Torchwood.
Whole...
They're like, he's bisexual, and everybody's like, bisexual, oh my god. It's just
I
like,
thought that made for very entertaining because, yeah, hey, he'll go for any aliens, anything. He's flirting with everyone, and I thought that was awesome.
Well, that's pretty much everybody on Torchwood. I think everybody on Torchwood, like in the first season, everybody slept with an alien or something.
Yes. Everybody had sex.
And then the second season wasn't so, and then I hear a lot of good things about this third season coming up. It's going to be more like a long movie than an actual season.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be 5 episodes all in a row.
Huh.
So like a mini series.
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
It's
I wonder why they're cutting back so much on Doctor Who and the Doctor Who universe.
I don't know.
It's just cutting back way too much.
Well, the main guy who's been the force behind it's leaving, so they're trying to basically switch everything over.
Yeah.
And that's finding people who are qualified to not run these into the ground, because honestly, Doctor Who went for something that was on late night PBS to on sci-fi to they had to put it on the same week of the BBC broadcast, which that was all fan driven.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Now it's just kind of like, you know, they don't want to screw that up because it's made them so much money.
Yeah.
But it's getting cold.
Yeah.
And then they got this new guy.
Yeah.
That nobody's really, I mean, I'm pretty sure he's cool and he'll do a good job. I think everybody does, but
I don't know.
See, but you miss the doctors too. Like, I was upset about Christopher Eccleston for a while.
Oh, I was bitter for a long time. Let me tell you.
He was like my favorite doctor because I called him the asshole doctor because he was an asshole to everybody.
The idiot. Like, yeah, he was just, I don't know, I liked him.
Yeah.
I liked him a lot. I guess because he was my first doctor.
Yes.
So, you know.
And then Tennant came along, and people were kind of, but Tennant had a really long acting career.
Yeah.
He had done a lot of he'd done Casanova, Blackpool, and everything. So he had some chops there, and he was likable. I mean, he did a musical, for Christ's sake, before doing Doctor Who, so you know he's going to be good. So
then, and he was in Harry Potter.
And yeah, he was in Harry Potter. And then he comes on, and he's like, wow, he's really good. It takes a lot of charisma to pull that role off.
Yeah.
A lot.
It does. Mm-hmm. He did a good job. He won me over in the end. He became my doctor. You know?
Oh, and yeah, then, me too.
Oh, man. Because he's kind of wacky and stuff. But
he's kind of wacky. And, oh, can the man kiss? And Dan's like, yeah,
I like the Silk Spectre.
Silk Spectre with the CGI desk.
I'm okay with that.
Oh my God.
I like their better in the outfit, I'm not gonna lie.
I blocked that out of my brain.
So, I think that's it.
Yeah.
I think
we can wrap it up.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, yeah.
So awesome.
I got to come back because you guys, wow, face hurting. So, I guess, you know, we'll see you guys around once I watch, what was that, Ice Pirates?
Ice Pirates, yeah. Let me know when you do that and we'll set one of these up because
space hurting. Comedy sci-fi. That's all I have to say.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Thanks, MA. Well, I can't talk. Let me try. Well, you can reach me at Sci-Fi Party Line. You know, I have Wolverine on my screensaver, and I keep looking at him, and he's freaking me out. So, okay. Like, what the hell is he doing? Okay. So, I had tons of fun. Love talking. The Blue Wang. I love talking about Dollhouse. I really, you know, think it'll turn around. So, yeah. You guys were really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks, MA.
Thanks, Kat.
This is Kat with Sci-Fi Party Line. You can reach me at scifipartyline.com. And there's the bell.
I had to do the bell.
Damn. Shut up, Kat.
No, that was okay. Just... They, you know, they do .com. Ding.
All righty.
Okay.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Better Late Than Ever. Feel free to drop me a line with your feedback, promos, or show ideas at mainthepa@gmail.com. You can also leave me comments on the site at www.blatn.net. And you can follow me on Twitter at mainpa to see what I'm up to. Thanks for listening. Late Than Never is a podcast released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0 license, which means you are free and encouraged to share a copy with your friends. You can freely distribute this podcast as long as you give me credit. You may not sell or profit from this podcast, and finally, you may not alter, transform, or build upon this work without permission, but feel free to make me a promo. Thanks for listening. Better Late Than Never is a Herding Cats production recorded at Lair Studios.